I'm back. Okay, so now the untraditional part of this turkey is, at least for Canadians, we tend to stuff the bird. Now, some people don't. I'm just rinsing off something here. And I used to. And for the past few years, I didn't. Just because I was concerned about making sure things were properly, like bacteria and stuff like that were not, so you know, like they were killed. That's the words I'm looking for. But then I was watching this year Gordon Ramsay's Holiday Favorites, or something like that. But anyway, it was his show. And it was really good. And one of the things that he did was that he took an onion, garlic, a sprig of thyme, and a lemon, and put them in the cavity. So that when this was stuffed, the bird, or the flavors would permeate the bird. So that's what we're going to do this year. So anyway, I'm going to, first of all, when it comes out, grab a small onion. So this way, your bird, you also get two things. You get a roasted onion to do with as you please. Same with roasted garlic. And, we'll see how things go. I'm praying that that it all goes right. So, I'm going to cut it in half. It might not be a good thing. I can't remember whether he put it in whole or what he did. But there's that. And then I think I'm going to cut a lemon in half. Because yes, that's what he did. Knife normally is quite sharp. There we go. Throw that in. And, ooh, that's a pungent one. Now, a couple of bay leaves. I'm sure he used fresh, but we don't have fresh, so we're going to use dry. They'll still steam up and provide that flavor. And then remember how I said earlier that we have the thyme. Yeah, we do have the thyme, but not that kind of thyme. Sprig of thyme goes right in there. So now, put the other half of the onion and shove in the other stuff and put
close it off with the lemon. And then however way you tie off your turkey, whether it's the way that the butcher prepares it with part of its body helping you out, or you do it yourself, there it is. It's done. So I'm going to go wash my hands again, and I'm going to pause it for now, and I got to do a couple things, and then we'll heat up the oven and get it in. So I will go and wash my hands, and we'll do that. Oh, silly me. I forgot the garlic. I'll find a spot for in there. I've got some garlic that I got at the farmer's market a while back. I figure that will be nice. We're going to put lots of. I like my garlic. And if we can roast up some garlic to use for something else, well, it'd be so wonderful, I think. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful new year so far. As you heard yesterday, George and I brought it in by recording it. But we also did the, listened to a few specials, or a special, Rudolph's Shiny New Year. We're both kid at heart, so. Just wanted to let you guys know that if you want to follow the pictures of this boo, I am putting them on Facebook. As they happen, like as soon as I get this done, I will put it on Facebook, the stuffed turkey. I might add an extra 20 minutes on. I'll take a look at it, but we figure about 3 hours, 20 minutes. 20 minutes per pound. So, I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but I've got these clothes and it's kind of hard. Well, actually, you know what? What am I doing that for? These, if I remember correctly, he went and he did peel on some of these.
How's the progress?
Almost done. I almost forgot the garlic.
Ooh, can't do that.
No.
You remembered in time. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're recording these things in some fashion. There's a lot of things that you've done that weren't recorded and worked really well, so.
Yeah, and goes back to a kitchen journal of sorts and sharing with people. I hope some people at Audi Boo are listening, because it would be nice to have a cooking category. You know, under Home and Garden or something like that.
Yeah. I forgot what all the categories are, but we'll have to, you know, I don't think there's a food one even.
No, there isn't. It'd be nice too. Anyway, I'm going to go wash my hands, and when I come back, I'm going to pause it so that I can get this, oven ready for preheating.
Now I can say a whole bunch of bad things. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, but I can find out about them.
I wouldn't anyway.
Okay, so I've washed my hands. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause for now. I was on that anyway, or letting it run anyway, and I thought I'll stop it, or I'll pause it, or something. But anyway, so I will let you go for now, and I'll get this stove ready for preheating, and the next noises that you'll hear is the bird going in the oven. And like I said, feel free to follow me on Facebook with regards to this. My name is Michelle Earle. So, anyway, I'll take care. Okay, everybody, here we go. The oven is prepared. And in we go. Now, just because there's a lot of stuff on the inside, I'm going to add an extra 20 minutes. And then that way, I can be sure that it'll be done. I still will check it. But we can go from there. And then in our next boo, we'll probably do more about our dinner. Okay, so see you in a bit. Got it.